This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump continues to speak on the final night of his party's convention in Milwaukee, saying earlier, quote, "We must not criminalize dissent or demonize political disagreement, which is what's been happening in our country lately at a level that nobody has ever seen before." He went on to say, and in that spirit, the Democrat Party should immediately stop weaponizing the Justice Department and labeling their political opponent as an enemy of democracy, especially since that is not true. He added, "In fact, I am the one saving democracy for the people of our country." Meantime, there's a renewed push from top Democrats to get President Joe Biden to end his reelection bid. We have more on that story from the AP's Sagar Magani.
Sources say former President Obama has privately expressed concerns to Democrats about his former running mate's campaign, and ex-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has privately warned the president Democrats might not win the House if he stays in. Congress's top two Democrats have also shown concerns.
Democrats are in a dark place.
And strategist Nathan Daschle says they cannot unite with the president atop the ticket. The Biden campaign rejects reports the president may be softening to the idea of leaving the race. Sagar Magani, Washington.
European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Thursday the most important topic for the EU is defending its democracy after her re-election by the European Parliament for a five-year term.
Our democracy is under attack from inside and from outside, and therefore it is crucial that the democratic forces stand together to defend our democracy.
Von der Leyen will now assemble her team, known as the College. This 27-member group includes commissioners from each European Union country proposed by the national government. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Russian court said closing arguments are set for Friday in American journalist Evan Gershkovich Espinosa's trial. He was back in a Russian court Thursday for the second hearing in what is widely seen as a sham trial. Media had no access to the courtroom. The Wall Street Journal reporter, who was first detained in the Eastern City back in March, is accused of espionage. Russia has not provided any evidence to substantiate that claim. Gershkovich, his publisher, and the United States all deny the charge. Leaders from across Europe are gathering at an English country mansion for a summit for the European political community. The focus is on migration and Ukraine. But the meeting on Thursday was clouded by worries about whether the United States will remain a reliable ally if Donald Trump wins a second presidency. Newly elected British Prime Minister Keir Starmer welcomed about 45 national leaders to an estate northwest of London to discuss restoring relations between Britain and the European Union neighbors in wake of Brexit. Officials in the Central African Republic say at least 300 rebels have dropped their weapons in the past month in an operation jointly organized by the United Nations peacekeeping forces and government troops. Moki Edwin Kenzika reports from neighboring Cameroon.
CAR officials say the rebels who have dropped their weapons since June 10 belong to the Coalition des Patriotes pour le Changement, whose name translates into English as the Coalition of Patriots for Change, or CPC. The CAR government sees the CPC as a coalition of six rebel groups created in 2020 to disrupt the country's presidential and legislative elections in December of that year. Moki Edwin Kinzika, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
A Kenyan court has suspended a police ban on protests in the capital. The High Court said Thursday that citizens have a right to demonstrate peacefully. Police had barred protests in Nairobi indefinitely before the court decision. They said that protests lacked leadership that would ensure peaceful demonstrations. The largest housing provider for unaccompanied migrant children has been accused of severe, pervasive, and unwelcome sexual abuse of an harassment of children in its care. The U.S. Justice Department saying Thursday that Southwest Key employees, including supervisors, have abused children in its care since at least 2015. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.